WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
Raising Comey, inappropriate access. I'm Elliot Francis. The acting director of the FBI had high praise for James Comey during a subcommittee hearing Thursday. Bob Costantini reports.
Make of it what you will, the emotion in the voice of acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe telling the Senate Intelligence Committee.
I can tell you that I hold Director Comey in the absolute highest regard. I have the highest respect for his considerable abilities and his integrity, and it has been the greatest privilege and honor of my professional life to work with him.
Under questioning, McCabe pierced another claim by the Trump White House.
Is it accurate that the rank and file no longer supported Director Comey?
No, sir. That is not accurate.
A rank and file source at the FBI says many there are upset with how the whole episode has made the Bureau seem chaotic and politicized. Bob Costantini, Washington.
The White House facing more criticism for a possible security breach after it allowed a Russian news service photographer into the Oval Office to snap photos of President Trump. I'm Elliot Francis. In Pennsylvania, the man at the center of a deadly train derailment will stand trial. Reid Binion reports.
The district attorney's office has refused steadfastly until this order to even prosecute this man.
A judge has ruled that misdemeanor charges of involuntary manslaughter and reckless endangerment can be brought against the engineer in a 2015 train derailment that killed eight people. The move, a bold reversal of the district attorney's decision Tuesday not to charge Brandon Bastian. Attorneys filing a private complaint on behalf of the father of one of the victims. Bastian did not return calls for comment. The DA referred prosecution to the Pennsylvania Attorney General to avoid any apparent conflict of interest. I'm Reid Binion.
Former U.S. Representative Corrine Brown was found guilty Thursday of embezzling money from a charity designed to give scholarships to poor students. The jury verdict came after prosecutors accused the 70-year-old Brown of using thousands of dollars for lavish parties, trips, and shopping. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Federal authorities have now joined the investigation into a recent racist incident on the campus of American University.
Last week, someone hung bananas with racist messages from nooses at several locations around the campus. AU President Neil Kerwin revealed in a letter to students and staff that the U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Columbia is now investigating. The FBI had already been assisting campus police in the investigation. Authorities have released a video of a person of interest, but no arrests have been made. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Anne Arundel County police say they're looking for two suspects after someone hung a noose outside Crofton Middle School. The noose was discovered by a teacher at the school yesterday morning. Authorities are now studying surveillance video. Governor Larry Hogan is asking Maryland's Attorney General to try and get a court order to force a federal judge to issue a ruling in a lawsuit that's been holding up construction of the Purple Line. Hogan wants Attorney General Brian Frosch to file a petition for a writ of mandamus that would require a prompt ruling from U.S. District Judge Richard Leon, who's had the case for months. Federal authorities have rounded up hundreds of suspected gang members, including several here in the Washington area, as part of a concerted six-week effort. Matthew Burke is with ICE.
Our D.C. office arrested the fourth most amount of MS-13 gang members, which was 13. And 10 of those were administrative arrests, which means they were here illegally. They were in the United States here illegally. And three of them were criminal arrests.
In all, nationwide, nearly 1,400 arrests were made. And Pepco is getting ready to spend up to $720 million to upgrade the electrical grid in some of Washington's fastest-growing neighborhoods. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,919, the Nasdaq at 6116. Sports, the Nats and O's rained out. No makeup date announced. NBA, the Wizards will try and stay alive tonight as they host the Celtics in Game 6 of their NBA playoff series. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings in the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
My friends and realtors Sarah and Debbie Reynolds are on fire. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. And listen, home sellers, I'm giving you a strong recommendation to call Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Call them right now if you're looking to get top dollar for your home and have your home showcased directly to actual home buyers. Yeah, real people looking to buy homes right now. The Reynolds Team's results are staggering. No matter where you live in the D.C. area, you'll get top-level service and higher profits from your sale. Don't go with the agent who's only going to internet market your home. Nah, it's a fact that Sarah and Debbie already have over 55 ready home buyers, and they'll sit down and show them to you. All you need to do is pick up the phone and call the Reynolds Team. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. Let me give you that number again, 844-344-SOLD, 844-344-SOLD.
505 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, do watch if you use 370 coming westbound. The ramp to 270 southbound, that's for crews who have found the accident activity. Watch, see some flashing lights there, obviously at this early hour. Not much of a delay, but again, 370 ramp to southbound 270 for the incident. Inbound Route 4 in the Dunkirk area after you get past Ward Road, watch for the crash. And then inbound 4 after Woodyard Road, have a single car crash that was blocking the left lane. Beltway, here we go. Looking good across the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. Good time to get going around Annandale, Tyson's, and in from the west. No early problems reported. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A couple of sprinkles or showers this morning, then rain developing southwest to northeast this afternoon, 59. Rain tonight, 51. Rain tapers to showers tomorrow, 54. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 50 in Chantilly, 50 in Kensington, 53 degrees in Washington. Well, outside the Beltway, Republican National Committee members are greeting President Trump's Comey controversy with a shrug. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning, everybody. 5:07. It is Friday morning. We got through it. Yeah, hooray, hooray. This gets through today, and you can take a couple days off. Tell the boss I said it was all right. 6:35 this morning, Leland Vittert from Fox News will join us. At 7:05, Vince Colonnade, the Daily Caller, on an interesting idea about a guy who could replace Comey. He's getting some buzz around town. 7:35, Sarah Westwood with the Washington Examiner. She's the White House correspondent there. 8:05, Jake Kristen Adams is going to be there to talk about... There you go. I wondered where that was. Jake Kristen Adams is going to be here to talk about an executive order from the White House yesterday as the president wants his administration to tackle the issue of voter fraud. And at 8:35, Brett Baer with the Fox News Channel. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Mary Walter.
And good morning. Happy Friday, Brian.
You know that song. We should just let people know the background. It's Friday. I'm in Love is the name of that song. And Mike's been playing that how many years, Mike? Time immemorial.
Long time. Mike's been here longer than any of us.
It's not Friday until we hear that song.
There you go.
I'm Brian Wilson alongside Mary Walter.
Hello. And speaking of love, do you know that apparently, according to a new survey, men love their moms more than they do their wives?
Is that right?
Yeah. Or their girlfriends. Men spend 68% more on Mother's Day than they do on Valentine's Day. And, you know, Mother's Day is Sunday, so you better get on the stick, boys. She doesn't want, you know, a set of golf balls from the local convenience store that you got for a dollar on the way out. I know men who shop at the convenience store for, like, Valentine's Day and things like that. So we wanted to find out from you, 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. We wanted to find out from you, do you spend more on Mother's Day than on Valentine's Day, and why? Why do you? Excuse me. I'm a little sick, so I apologize.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Well, I think this is a little thing that you need to talk about. You know, I mean, listen, it is Mother's Day, and here's the thing. Moms will say to you, oh, I don't need anything. And gentlemen and guys, let me just say, that's a complete trap. Don't fall for that. Mom wants something. And just as your wife always says at Valentine's Day, oh, honey, you don't need to do anything. Just a card or something. That's a trap. You know, it would be a huge mistake for you. Don't fall for it. If you fall for it once, you'll regret it the rest of your life.
Well,
but go ahead.
No, thank you. 25% of men would rather see their favorite football team lose than disappoint their mother.
Yep.
17% would rather be stood up on a date than let their mom down. Mm-hmm. And 11% would rather be late to their own wedding if it involved being late, involved doing something for their mom.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So men have this soft spot for mom. It's kind of like daughters, I guess, have a soft spot for dad. I think that's part of it. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Do you agree with this? Do you see this? That, you know what? Yeah, I'd rather see my favorite team lose than disappoint my mom. And do you spend more on Mother's Day than you do on Valentine's Day? And why is that? I wonder if part of it, and I'm just going to say, do guys wind up spending more because they also get gifts for mom from the kids? Mm. Do you see what I'm saying? As opposed to their mother, that they spend money on gifts for their wife from the children.
Ah, I got you.
I think that might have something to do with it. But usually mom gets breakfast in bed. Isn't that the old adage that mom gets breakfast in bed?
You can't ignore mom on Mother's Day. I mean, guys love their moms. I mean, that is just... I think that there is a special relationship between guys and their moms that goes back and to the time when you were just a little boy. And she's the first important woman in your life. And you love your mom. Every guy loves his mom. And, there's this, I got to do something nice for mom. I think it is especially true as you get away and if you don't live near your mom, at least you know that one day a year that, you can do something special, even if you don't get to see her that often, you can let her know how special she is. And I think guys love doing things for their moms. I actually am sort of sad this Mother's Day because my mom has passed on in recent years. And I sort of look forward to doing something for my mom on Valentine's Day. And so I'm looking around saying, I don't have anybody to send it to now. I would say to you this. Don't take it for granted.
Aww.
I mean, really think about it. Don't take it for granted because she won't always be there. And you don't ever say, I wish I had, when it comes to your mom, for goodness sakes.
That's true.
So, I get it. I completely agree with it. I think I understand it. That's not to say that, I haven't done nice things at Valentine's Day from time to time. It's just that, it's mom, and you got to go big for mom.
I agree. And supermarkets say that sales of flowers, chocolates, and even nightwear are higher in the run-up to Mother's Day Sunday, than ahead of February 14th.
Yeah.
So people are buying, like, mom nightgowns. I hope that's what they're buying. Please, for the love of God, that's the kind of nightwear you're buying for mom, because otherwise it's just creepy. They sell more chocolate and novelty gifts and more champagne on Mother's Day than Valentine's Day. They predict they will sell twice as many bunches of flowers on Mother's Day in comparison to Valentine's Day. 60% more cards and, as I said, 54% more nightwear. Which is kind of odd. Does anybody buy their mom, like, nightgowns and things?
You could buy your mom a robe. That would, that's okay.
Yeah, okay, a robe, that kind of thing,
That's nightwear.
I guess that's nightwear, slippers and that.
Yeah.
And what do you get your mom? That's the other thing. I think moms get better gifts than dads on Father's Day. Dad always gets a tie on, that kind of stuff.
Let me just say that Mother's Day is really the warm-up to Father's Day. I mean, we all know this. but I tell you, not to be self-serving here, my mom loved those dang Sherry's Berries. I mean, I would always send her Sherry's Berries. She loved that. She always loved flowers. You could never go wrong by sending a big bouquet of flowers to your mom. That is always... And as she got older, and she was in a sort of an assisted living facility there for the last few years of her life, and as she got older, you would do something that you knew the other ladies in the facility were going to ooh and aw over. You wanted her to be able to show off what my son did for me on Mother's Day.
It's like high school all over again. When we used to do the thing on Valentine's Day where you could give carnations to send each other in high school. You could do that.
Right.
And so we were so afraid of not getting a carnation. You would send your friends carnations or you'd send them to yourself so that everybody thought you at least got one. It's the same thing with Mother's Day. You want to make sure, especially if she's in an assisted living or some kind of group setting, that gets the best gift and she can brag about it.
That's right. And the berry thing was great because she could then share them with her friends and they would all fuss over which one they were going to try.
So do you spend more money on your mom? Do you spend more money for Mother's Day than you do for Valentine's Day? And is it because you're spending more money on mom? Or is it because you're spending more money because you're spending money on mom, and then you're spending money on your wife because you got to get the kids have to give her a gift.
Mm.
So, and then the husband has to give her a gift too.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't think that we spend as much on dads for Father's Day, nor do I think... the kids give dad. You know, dad gets a cigar box, which I didn't even know that they still make cigar boxes with macaroni on it.
Oh, macaroni art, yeah.
Macaroni art on the cigar box. Whereas mom will get breakfast. And I think dad gets breakfast in bed, too. I think that happens.
I don't think I ever got breakfast in bed, but I got to tell you, you can't forget mom. This is the thing. So, you know, let this little conversation that we're having be a reminder. Hey, you need to do something today. You need to get after it if you haven't done it, guys.
And I think if you'd rather be late for your wedding in order to do something for mom, I think you're probably in a doomed marriage. I'm just going to say that if you'd rather be late, it's probably not a good sign. If you're listening to this going, yeah, I would be late for my own wedding in order to duke if my mom asked me to do something, probably not a good sign at all. It is now 5:15 WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning, Jamie.
And good morning. Reschedule 66. Let's get you in from the west, and it's off to a good Friday morning start. No troubles. Gainesville through to the Beltway. Even inside the Beltway, looks good, nice and quiet. Around the Beltway currently, Virginia and Maryland without any early troubles. All right, Maryland, let's get you up to the Beltway on Route 4 as you pass Woodyard Road. That's where we have the accident activity. It was a single car crash. You get by without a delay, but one lane was blocked. No problems to report on 210, 50 out of Annapolis and Bowie, quiet. And in Gaithersburg on Route 370, you're coming westbound 370 to get to 270, right on that ramp. Watch for accident activity. You see some flashing lights, but you can get by. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, cloudy with spotty showers this morning, occasional rain during the afternoon, a high of 59. Tonight, a 100% chance of rain and a low of 51. Tomorrow, Saturday, a steady rain in the morning, showers continuing through the afternoon. It's just going to be wet. And then on Sunday, a few clouds. Actually, we should see some clearing on Sunday. Mother's Day will be breezy and highs in the mid-70s, but, you know, no rain at least. And we're looking at better temperatures. Next week, they're talking about temperatures in the 90s. So
and sun.
Maybe we'll be out of it here for a while. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 53 degrees. It is 5:16 on WMAL.
He reveals what some people on Wall Street don't want you to know. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying.
Well, you know our very own Heather Hunter.
Yeah.
It's going to be a mom.
I know. That's true.
In like, what, 2 weeks, Heather?
2 weeks.
Oh,
two
man.
2 weeks. Which in the pool at your baby shower, I have 3 weeks. I have three.
It could be three.
I have three.
I gave her very strict instructions. This does not start during mornings on the mall.
Right.
Because I'm not prepared for this.
You are petrified. She's not going to go
play
into
by play.
Labor.
We could do. Yeah.
No. No. I think that's divorce material. But she's not. We've been having the discussion that even if her water breaks at work, it's going to be like 20 hours before. Yeah. So she's going to be fine.
It's not like the movies where people are screaming in the back of the cab going nuts and my water broke. And
yeah. I just have pictures of Brian rushing you downstairs in the elevator. Well, pregnant woman!
Am I supposed to boil water and get fresh towels? I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
So, Heather, you're going to be pregnant for Mother's Day. You're not going to technically have, you won't have given birth yet, hopefully. Yeah. So what are you looking forward to a nice Mother's Day? Your very first one?
Well, my husband actually told me he had a conversation with his mother, and his mother said that he should take me out for Mother's Day. And he said, why? She's not a mother yet.
Oh!
And
Derek has a little work to do.
And I said to him, I am a mother. I'm pregnant, but I am a mother, technically, and you're a father. It started pretty much a long time ago that we, 9 months ago that we were became this. I'm a little bit surprised by his reaction, but I think some men think that not until the baby is actually physically out of your body, you are technically a mother.
Oh no, that won't work. Now, have you had a conversation with him? Would you have edified the young man about his responsibilities since you are now pregnant and you are a mother?
I kind of dropped the conversation, but it will be revisited this weekend. I decided not to fight that battle as of that moment, but I'm sure I'll say something about, so what do we do for brunch?
Okay, so yeah, there you go. And so is that what you want out of this, a nice brunch? Is it to be taken out and wined and dined, or do you want some footy pajamas? What do you want?
I'm fine with brunch. I don't like celebrating myself to some degree, but also Mother's Day, having been a waitress many years ago, Mother's Day is quite possibly the worst day to go out to. It's the hardest day to get a reservation. So if you have not made a reservation yet, you should do it like as of 5 a.m. this morning.
I have a friend who told me the story one time about how it was playoff season and Mother's Day came along, and he ended up taking his mom to a sports bar so he could...
Oh my God.
Yeah, so he could not miss the game.
How'd that go over with mom?
Well, I don't think your mom was completely up to speed as to why this particular venue had been chosen.
Why are we here?
Yeah, but he said, I could look at mom, and then right over her shoulder was the game going on. So.
Oh my God. You know what we could do? I say we get Derek on the phone, and then we do a poll. And we let people call in, and whether he should do something for her for Mother's Day, even though she technically hasn't done it, we could publicly shame him into taking.
Well, I don't think we need to. I think I just need to pick up the phone, have a private conversation
with
about
Derek.
The importance of taking the right action and doing the right thing here. But you know, again, I just want to state for the record, I have mandated that this cannot start during the show. Because I'm just not prepared.
Oh, the birth?
Yeah, the birth. It cannot start.
The suggestion has been that, you know, we have Derek either live tweeted or call into the station all day to give us updates. And Heather said that would be a divorce.
Yeah, I can understand that.
So there will be no live tweeting. There will be no Facebook Live. There will be no calling in during the show to tell us whether... How far along
Facebook
she
Live,
is.
Though, of the actual birth would not be a bad thing. I would love that. Can we do that? Can we do that?
Oh, God, no. Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
She would kill you. 888-630-9625. Michael in Upper Marlboro, I think. Are we
on hello, Michael? Hello, Michael.
Hi, Michael. Good morning.
Good morning. I have a question for you.
Okay.
At what age do the kids have to be before the husband quits buying gifts for the wife for Mother's Day?
Yeah, listen, I'm going with my daughter this afternoon to do that shopping. And she, you know, she's in high school now, so she needs to take care of that. But, I mean, I did do that when she was much younger. All right, honey, we got to go do something for Mom.
Right.
And, you know, and then we would go out together and I would help her with it.
I think that's a good question, though. At what age do you stop buying the gifts?
I think when they get out of elementary school, that'd be my recommendation.
Well, I think the kids have to start having some source of income of their own at a certain age, and I think it's good for them to learn that that you know they can save the money and they can buy something for mom. They learn the value of stuff.
All right, it is now 5:22 on WMAL.
Attention diabetics, with insurance you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181.
What makes one business rise above? Why do some grow while others simply maintain? Time after time, consistently successful businesses work smart. And when smart businesses need to hire, they do it on the job site that is the proven leader, Indeed.com. According to an independent study, Indeed delivers 5 times more hires than any other job site. More hires than the rest combined. Businesses that work smart choose partners that have proven track records. It's no wonder the 3 million businesses choose Indeed. To make it even better, right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing in relevant search results and helping you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Indeed, the world's number one job site. For smart companies like yours, terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Responsibility. It means contacting Miss Utility before you dig. It also means digging with care. That means no mechanized equipment within 18 inches of the marks. It doesn't mean skimming off a few inches. It means hand dig until the utility is fully exposed. 2 full business days prior to digging, visit missutility.net, by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility. It's the law.
When you're a sports writer like me, you know, speed always wins.
And now they're side to side coming around the final turn.
Because old news isn't news at all.
especially when the 24-hour news cycle is now more like 24 seconds.
What are these guys looking to create some space?
But with slow internet from the phone company, you're stuck, watching spinning wheels and progress bars till someone else scoops your story.
Making his move down the stretch.
Comcast Business has speeds up to 10 gigabits per second.
Breaking for the checkered flag.
Look, you wouldn't pick a slow race car, a slow wide receiver, or a slow point guard. Then why settle for slow internet? Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Built for speed, built for business.
Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. 10 gig service may not be available in your area. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Call for details.
It's 525 now on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Out of Leesburg, we have a crash on Route 7. So if you're coming right off the bypass on Route 7 eastbound, watch for the accident. It does block two left lanes. It's right at the intersection with Cardinal Park Drive, if you're familiar with that area. On the westbound side, your travel lanes are open. All right, let's get you onto the Greenway. Toll Road coming inbound without any trouble. Same story with 66 here early on. On the Connector Road, heading 267, right as you approach the exit to get onto the Beltway, had some activity there. It looked like it may have been a broken down car, so do watch swerving around a little bit. On Gaithersburg, 370 westbound, ramp to 270 for the crash. And inbound Route 4 at Woodyard Road had the accident activity along the left without any delay. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good dousing of rain yesterday, just over an inch at Reagan National. Now more on the way, maybe another inch or more as we head on through tonight and into tomorrow morning. That's when most of it comes. That rain will start getting in here this afternoon. A couple of sprinkles or showers this morning, then rain developing southwest to northeast this afternoon. 59, rain tonight, 51, rain tapers to showers tomorrow, 54. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 53 chilly degrees. It's now 526.
Bayer Advanced Irizone Weed and Grass Killer. Just one application kills weeds. Plus, it prevents new ones up to 6 months. Get more from the blue bottle.
Mother's Day is Sunday, and yet, according to a new survey that was done, men would rather miss their favorite team. See their favorite team lose. Than Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Than disappoint mom. They would also rather be late to their own wedding.
Yeah.
If mom asked them to do something, and we spend more money on Mother's Day than Valentine's
That's
Day.
That's amazing.
Yeah, 888-630-9625. We go to David in Sterling. Good morning, David. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. Hi.
Good morning, David.
Good morning. I spend a lot more money on Valentine's Day than I do on Mother's Day. My mom and I have had a strained relationship for the last 20 years. I was born just 13 months after my sister, and she's really led me to believe that if abortion had been legal earlier, that I wouldn't be here today.
Wow.
That's terrible. That's terrible.
Well,
I'm so sorry.
That is a strained relationship, as you say. David, thank you for the call. It's 528 on WMAL.
Whether you're looking to move up or change careers, make sure the education you invest in can give you skills to prepare you for that next step. University of Maryland University College offers degrees online from a public state university to provide the education your future demands. Hear from alumni like cyber graduate Kate.
When I mentioned UMUC, everybody's eyes lit up in the room because they knew that program had a good reputation in the industry.
MBA graduate Andre.
The real life experience of my teachers at UMUC was absolutely invaluable.
Health informatics graduate Ebony.
Every class that I had applied to what I was doing at work.
And communications graduate Monique.
The fact that UMUC is part of the University System of Maryland means that it's a quality education.
UMUC's need and merit-based scholarships can help you afford your degree. Talk to a UMUC advisor to explore the more than 100 scholarships UMUC offers, including the new summer term scholarship. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
The following is a paid commercial message.
Breaking news, the 2017 housing market is heating up to be one of the most competitive on record, with home prices surging to levels not seen in over 15 years. Hi, this is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and what does this news mean to you? If you're in the market to buy a home this year, it means you need to set yourself apart to win out over other offers in a bidding war. How do you do that? By working with Cornerstone First Financial. We're a direct lender with our own money. We're local to this area with a track record of getting loans to settlement on time and offering the lowest interest rates. If you're not planning on moving this year, this news is also important if you're looking to eliminate PMI, consolidate debt, or take cash out for any reason. Call us today at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Well, we'll have an update on the American University racist banana story and something that some people are reporting on with regards to this story that you may find interesting. It's all coming up after the news right here on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. President Trump is contradicting previous White House explanations for the firing of James Comey. Mr. Trump now says in an interview with NBC News that he had planned to fire Comey all along. And he admitted he knew there was a possibility that firing Comey during the middle of the FBI's Russia investigation could confuse some people.
When I did this now, I said, I probably, maybe will confuse people. Maybe I'll expand that, you know, I'll lengthen the time because it should be over with. It should, in my opinion, should have been over with a long time ago because all it is an excuse. But I said to myself, I might even lengthen out the investigation, but I have to do the right thing for the American people. He's the wrong man for that position.
And Mr. Trump derided James Comey as a, quote, showboat and grandstander. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan plans to go to a federal appeals court to force a federal judge to issue a ruling in the lawsuit that's been holding up construction of the Purple Line. Hogan is asking Maryland Attorney General Brian Frosch to ask the federal appeals court to require a ruling from Judge Richard Leon, who's had the case for months now. Montgomery County officials admit they are alarmed by the number of drivers who are still illegally passing stopped school buses. Since the county expanded its automated school bus camera program, they've been issuing an average of 88 tickets a day for passing stop school buses. County Police Captain Tom Didone says that number, quote, far exceeds our expectations. And federal prosecutors are now in on the investigation into a racial incident at American University. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the District is now involved in the probe that the FBI was already part of. Last week, someone hung bananas with racial messages from nooses at several locations around the AU campus. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 20,919, the NASDAQ at 6116. Sports, the Nationals and Orioles rained out. No word on when they'll make it up. The Nats host the Phillies tonight. NBA, the Wizards need a win tonight in Game 6 to stay alive in their playoff series with the Celtics. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Every day, on the front lines of healthcare, there are new challenges and new opportunities. At United Health Group, we're built to help with both. We're partnering with employers to provide data and insights that can help improve employees' health outcomes, ensuring seniors have both stability and choice in their healthcare benefits, working with governments to expand access to healthcare coverage, lower costs, and improve care quality, and providing consumers with innovative tools that can make healthcare better and simpler. These are just a few of the ways we're supporting those on the front lines of healthcare. To all those with a passion to improve healthcare, our question is, how can we help? United Health Group, built for better health. Learn more at unitedhealthgroup.com.
You have no desire to do anything to get up, to move.
Dr. Will Sauve at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
Depression is one of the few kinds of illnesses that takes over your identity. So people wake up every morning, you look in the mirror, and you see that depressed version of you. You do that enough times, and that becomes you.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression with TMS therapy at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. I look forward to talking to patients who have completed their treatment because So many of them are in remission. So many of them are so happy that you really do get to see people walking out of here feeling completely well.
I don't know where I would be or what I would have done without TMS.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
5:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270 early on here. Good each direction between Frederick and the Capitol Beltway. Trying to get to 270 Gaithersburg commuters. If you use 370, that's we have an accident on the ramp from westbound 370 to 270 southbound. Still see some of that activity, but they moved it to the shoulder. So be cautious on the approach, please. Down on the Beltway, Bethesda, Silver Spring. Good start. In fact, the Beltway without any reported problems. That looks good. I'm going to check you out coming out of Leesburg. Crews are dealing with the crash. Right as you come off of the bypass, eastbound 7, that had two left lanes blocked. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
More rain on the move. That rain coming in as we go through this afternoon and tonight, lingering into tomorrow morning. Another inch or more of rain expected. Some spotty showers this morning. Rain for the afternoon commute, 59. More rain tonight, 51. Over an inch of rain possible. Tomorrow only 54. Rain in the morning, showers in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 51 in Herndon, 50 in Greenbelt, 53 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
Well, good morning. It is 5:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Friday morning. Coming up later in the show at 6:35, Leland Bitter from the Fox News Channel will be with us. He is going to be doing a show live from Jerusalem, and he's also going to present an exclusive trip to the Syrian border with the Israeli army. We're going to talk to him about that. At 7:05, it's Vince Colonnais from the Daily Caller. We're going to talk to him about the Merrick Garland issue, that name being floated. I like that idea for the FBI. At 7:35, it's Sarah Westwood from the Washington Examiner. At 8:05, J. Christian Adams to talk about a new executive order with Donald Trump and voter fraud in a new panel. And at 8:35, Brett Baer, the anchor of Special Report on the Fox News Channel, is with us. I'm Mary Walter, along with Brian Wilson.
It's bananas, B-A-N-A-N-A-S. It's bananas, B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Well, at American University, you know, there's been this ongoing story about the fact that somebody hung bananas around the campus with nooses and ostensibly written on the bananas were racist comments. And it has become a thing there at the university. And as a result of that, some of the students, minority students there at the college, held a protest. And the protest, shut down traffic on campus. And they were, you know, making their point that, you know, we cannot stand idly by. Something must be done about this, even though there is an investigation and they're trying to get to the bottom of it. And they've been very aggressive in trying to find out who did this, because, you know, look, it could be a racist thing. And if it's a racist thing, then okay, then let's go after it. Nobody disagrees with that. So here is the thing, though. When they had this protest, they issued a list of demands. A list of demands of things that they felt really needed to be done in order to set things right for the minority students who have been irreparably harmed, they believe, by this. And so I just wanted to share with you this morning what some of these demands are. You ready? For the remaining of the semester, the Bridge, which is a campus coffee house, will become a sanctuary for people of color.
So no whites allowed.
No whites allowed. Nice. Apparently, white people who want coffee are just out of luck.
Well, it's not racist at all. So I'm glad to see that they're
How is racism, made better by being racist?
Well, that's not racist. That's justified. They're going to claim the moral high ground.
That one is probably the most surprising to me. Well, just wait. This gets better. All POC, and that's the short term for people of color, all POC students get extensions and should not be penalized for already scheduled finals after the incident. In other words, black students or minority students, any person of color on the campus gets a more time to prepare for their finals or to take their finals or get their final papers in than the white students do.
Well, because they're traumatized.
They're traumatized, yes.
Yes, traumatized.
So then they demanded that a separate investigation team based out of the university, composed of a group of non-biased expert contractors that can investigate cases of racism and discrimination brought against the institution of American University. And so they're out there with the bullhorns, and these are their demands, and somebody from the administration shows up and listens for a while and then addresses the group and says, okay. They accepted every one of those things.
It's amazing.
Yeah, they said, yeah, we'll do that. We'll do that. And so, you know, you would think, well, the protesters, having won there, would just like, okay, that's good. Well, no, they let it be known that, well, we have a list of other things that we want you to consider, and we want to continue the conversation. And apparently they have agreed that this conversation will continue. And among some of the things that are on their list of demands to be discussed further demands include training programs for AU faculty to deconstruct oppressive behavior in the classroom, hiring quotas for professors of color, and you ready, divesting from the Israeli apartheid state.
So they're racist and xenophobic. Anti-Semitic.
They also want to freeze on tuition increases for minority students, more financial aid, and a quote-unquote decolonized curriculum.
Yeah, they want to abandon the white supremacist and colonial curriculum in all schools for more transformative and decolonized curriculum, which I have no idea what that means. They would also the university to transfer budgeting power to the students. Now, I have to tell you, I actually think that's a good one.
Yeah.
Put these knuckleheads in charge of the budget and let them see how much money comes in and how much what they want and how much they have to spend.
Yeah,
put them in charge of it. I think that would be a little shocking for them. Why not? Give it to them.
And here's the thing. Look, if this was racist, I don't agree with some of the things they've demanded, but if it's racism, we should get to the bottom of it. And they should come down like a ton of bricks on whoever did this if it's determined that this was a racist act. But I just want to point out to you a story in the Washington Examiner, which calls out some of the reporting that has been done by the Washington Post on this. The Washington Post editorial board just says, yes, this is overt racism. Something must be done. And I think it's very interesting what the Washington Examiner has said about this. They say the Post would do well to exercise greater caution. For starters, there have been no shortage of fake hate crimes since the November 8th election, where the so-called victims have been the perpetrators. Newsrooms have done great damage to their credibility by rushing to report or comment uncritically on these incidents. Let me list just a few. A Muslim female student at the University of Louisiana claimed in November that two white men wearing Trump hats ripped her hijab from her head and stole her wallet a day after the November 8th election. Her claim, widely reported as fact until local police announced the woman had fabricated the entire story. In May, St. Olaf College President David R. Anderson revealed a campus-wide note that an incident involving an African-American member of the student body finding a racist note was based entirely upon a fabrication. The note, which received a great deal of uncritical media attention, was not a genuine threat, he wrote, adding that the student who supposedly found the letter was motivated by a strategy to draw attention to concerns about campus climate. Give me one more. Also this month, prosecutors in Indiana charged a man for writing Heil Trump, and another thing I can't even say here on the radio, on his own church. The man was the organist. He originally told authorities he found the graffiti Sunday morning before services. He admits now that he did it himself as part of a larger campaign to mobilize a movement after being disappointed in and fearful of the outcome of the national election. The quote from him, I was fearful, scared, alone, too, in my fear. I guess one of the driving factors behind me committing the act was that I wanted other people to be scared with me.
So yeah, there you go. The end justifies the means.
Look, we'll find out what happened at American University eventually, but let's all take a deep breath here. It may not be as it seems. 544.
The Zero Res Spring Carpet Cleaning Sale is on now. Get three rooms of carpets cleaned for just $147, plus a hallway cleaned for free. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. With military children gathered around him, Vice President Mike Pence saluted military families recently at the White House. Pence hosted the National Military Spouse Appreciation Day event as part of a larger celebration of National Military Appreciation Month, observed annually in May. The reception included more than 150 members of military families from all branches of service. Get the full story at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
It is 5:45 now on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hoodie Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian. Virginia, Georgetown Pike, it's a bit curvy and swervy. We have an accident now heading outbound, westbound Georgetown Pike after the Madeira School after Tolston Road. Now, we only have one lane each direction there, so if you're heading westbound right now, they're just trying to sort things out. I'm not sure if they're going to block that lane or not, so hang with it here as crews arrive to the scene. Georgetown Pike after Tolston Road outbound side. It may need to alternate traffic. Heading out of Leesburg, Route 7, here we come. Just a little bit of volume. I'd stick with this, too. It's not going to cost you too much extra time, but don't get caught off guard here. Coming off of the bypass, you'll have two left lanes still blocked with accident cleanup on eastbound 7, just again off of the bypass. Maryland, Gaithersburg, a little bit of volume on 370 westbound to try to get to the ramp to 270 south, even though they cleared the crash there to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
More rain on the move. That rain coming in as we go through this afternoon and tonight, lingering into tomorrow morning. Another inch or more of rain expected. Some spotty showers this morning. Rain for the afternoon commute, 59. More rain tonight, 51. Over an inch of rain possible. Tomorrow, only 54. Rain in the morning, showers in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 53 degrees, 546. Hey, it's Brian Wilson here, and if you need to sell your home fast and for top dollar, then I recommend you call my friend Frank Brindle. He's the only agent I would trust to sell my home. For a guarantee you can trust, go to itrustfrank.com. Yesterday at the White House, you know, they were talking a lot about Comey and all that, but, I mean, there was another thing that happened that is worthy of your attention and will not be reported in many places, so, well, here at Mornings on the Mall, we try to correct things like that. President Trump signed an executive order on Thursday to launch a commission to review alleged voter fraud. A White House official confirmed to Fox News after months of claiming voter fraud in the 2016 election. It's called the Presidential Commission on Election Integrity. It would establish a bipartisan commission chaired by Vice President Mike Pence, who is very big on this issue, by the way, to review alleged voter fraud and suppression. Kansas Secretary of State Kris Kobach, who has investigated voter fraud in Kansas, will serve as the vice chair. And the president has taken action on this. And, you know, look, the Democrats are always very quick to say, oh, well, there's nothing to this.
Right.
The president says millions. Well, you know what? It may well be. We're beginning to see things are going on. And, I mean, Judicial Watch has been very active in this regard, pointing out in many cases that that there are, and voter rolls in some areas like Montgomery County, there are more people on the rolls than there are registered voters. So that is a system that is just, you know, absolutely rife for fraud and abuse. And I don't think that it's a hard thing to track down, but when you actually spend any time at all trying to put any kind of attention on it, you find that there are a lot of problems in the system. system. And I've always wondered why it was the Democrats, you know, were unwilling. Well, I think I know why. Don't want to really deal with this. I think they feel it works to their advantage, and they don't want to cut down the voter rolls. They don't want to look at this too critically. But I'm glad that the president is doing that. By the way, here's the Democrat DNC chair, Tom Perez, said that Donald Trump shouldn't be allowed anywhere near the word integrity, he says. Perez said in a statement, the commission is nothing but a Trump-sponsored propaganda factory for justifying the GOP's broader voter suppression effort. See, that's what they always do. And nursing the president's wounded ego after he lost the popular vote.
You know, I find that I saw a lot on social media yesterday with the left losing their mind because of Kobach, because he is a hardliner on immigration and voter ID laws. And even though it is a bipartisan panel, the fact that it's being headed by Vice President Pence, and you've got the Kansas Secretary of State, Kobach, is serving as the vice chair, the left is saying, well, this really isn't bipartisan because the two people who are heading this are hardliners on immigration and hardliners. And do you notice it's interesting that the left ties immigration with voting? Did you ever notice that?
Yeah.
They're the ones who make that tie. It's not the right. It's the left that makes the tie between immigration and voting and voter ID and all those kinds of things. But I think you're right. The left should have no problem with this because they're the ones who say, there's no, as you like to say, Brian, there's no there there.
Yeah.
And that's what they like to say. So if there's no there there, then they shouldn't have a problem with this. This should be easy for them, and it'll be, you know, over and done within a couple of months because there's nothing to find.
Well, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who was in the podium yesterday for Sean Spicer, says we expect the report to be complete by 2018. She says this bipartisan commission will follow the facts where they lead. We'll share updates as we have them. So, by the way, we're going to have more on this at 8:05 with J. Christian Adams, who is very big on this issue, and you want to make sure you catch us then as J. Christian deconstructs what the White House has done. 5:51 on WMAL. Time for El Rushbo.
Howard County in Maryland is a Democrat Party stronghold. Democrats outnumber Republicans there 2-1. It's upper middle class, lots of professionals, including scientists and engineers, but a fifth of the population are immigrants. So Howard County decided to declare itself a sanctuary, defying the Trump administration's enforcement of immigration laws. Democrats figured the measure would pass overwhelmingly, and they were wrong. It got a lot of blowback, not primarily from the outnumbered Republicans. To the shock of Democrats, it was the legal immigrants of Howard County who formed a wall of resistance. These immigrants were outraged that their own struggles to follow the rules and come here legally were being devalued by liberal Democrats. They spoke of the high privilege of becoming an American. They expressed fear of crime associated with illegal immigrant gangs, which are already hurting their communities. Now, for many of them, struggle to become naturalized American citizens took decades, and they don't want to see their struggle to get here cheapened or diminished for the sake of Democrat Party politics. The liberal Democrats that run Howard County, well, they were stunned, which shows just how out of touch they've become. Their party does not respect the rule of law or the value of the American dream for the very people they claim to represent. They could learn a great deal from these immigrants about their own country. Imagine that.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Say, folks, did you know the toughest utility vehicles on Earth are also the most comfortable? Mahindra's XTV utility vehicles offer 25% more legroom and seating while comfortably seating up to 6 passengers. Now, of course, every Mahindra XTV is built right here in the USA and is backed by the industry's best 3-year powertrain warranty, and that's 6 times longer than the other guys. The Mahindra Flex Hauler even features a standard electric dump bed with 3 sides that fold flat for easy loading and unloading. And for a limited time, Mahindra's 750S Flex Hauler is just $139 a month plus $500 off Mahindra's XTV accessories. Learn more at MahindraUSA.com. Get your work done, America, in comfort.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at D&G Equipment Sales in Augusta or visit dandgequipment.com. That's dandgequipment.com.
Do you have bags under your eyes? Do you want them to go away? Do you wish every morning that they would go away when you look at your mug in the mirror? Listen, bags and puffiness under the eyes are a problem for millions of Americans. You're not alone here. But now, there's a solution. Genucel, the serum with plant stem cell technology from Chamonix. Listen to what Susan from New Jersey wrote. I've been using Genucel for a couple of months. The puffiness around my eyes is gone. Even the crow's feet and small lines have disappeared. Susan, it's not just you. I use it. I love it. And with its instant effects, you're going to see results in the first 12 hours, guaranteed, or you can have your money back. And listen to this deal. Now until Mother's Day, you'll get a free month supply of Genucel with your order. That's right, free. Order now. Shipping is also free. Call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. If you order now, you'll get a second luxury Mother's Day gift for free. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. That's 800-525-2720.
Buy one, get one, 25% off. No limits at thewindowman.com. Thewindowman.com has been the DC Metro's number one choice in replacement windows since 1989. Featuring Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity, fully constructed of 100% Altrex fiberglass, 8 times stronger than vinyl, and will never rot, warp, bend, or fade. Never. And you'll never be pressured into buying on the spot or hounded relentlessly after your free estimate. Thewindowman.com educates, you decide. Double hung, casement, slider, grids, color, low E, entirely up to you. And throughout May, buy one, get one 25% off. Buy five, get five 25% off. Buy 10, get 10 25% off. Or choose no payments until November. Schedule your free estimate, 703-978-9888. See us for savings and financing details. Cannot combine. Discount applies to materials only. Prior sales excluded.
It's 5:55 now on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hudee Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Really want to give you a heads up on the Georgetown Pike. If you use that this morning or anytime soon, we have a complete closure of the Georgetown Pike. Now, it's only one lane in each direction. It's a bit tricky to drive that road anyway. The crash is going to be, it happened outbound after Tolston Road. This is after the Madeira School. But police at the scene, they've closed traffic each direction. They tell me for at least 20 minutes for the complete closure. So, if you're coming inbound Georgetown Pike, if you've already committed in that stretch, bail out before you get to the scene of the crash. Old Dominion Drive, coming inbound. Outbound, you can also use Old Dominion Drive. Or if you're just about at Tolston Road, take Tolston to Old Dominion. Again, for the complete closure on the Georgetown Pike. I'll keep you updated on that, obviously. On Route 7, a little bit better news. Right as you come out of Leesburg, that crash cleared. Eastbound 7, right off the bypass. You may see some activity on the shoulder, but the through lanes do get you by. And in Gaithersburg, you get by as well. Well, just a brief delay on 370 westbound, that ramp to 270, still with accident cleanup, but off to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Over an inch of rain yesterday, now more rain coming. Some spotty showers this morning. Rain developing again this afternoon through tonight. Today's high 59. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 53 degrees, 556.
Selling your home is one of the only events in your life when thousands of dollars can be gained or lost with the stroke of a pen. What other investment have you sold that's any larger, right? It's Larry O'Connor here, and that's why I love recommending my real estate agents, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie are battle-tested professionals, and they know how to put the most money in your pocket. You see, they already have the buyers. Get this. The Reynolds Team recently sold a home in Herndon in just 5 days for $20,000 over the asking price. It doesn't matter the size or price range. The Reynolds Team delivers the results you need. If you're thinking of calling another agent to sell your home, please, my strong advice is to get the second opinion of absolute pros, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds. Call the Reynolds Team direct. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. Or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Cesar Hernandez. What's better than a walk-off win?
Here comes Worth. Can't get it. Game over.
The Nationals.
See you later!
How about two walk-offs in one series? Thrilling finish versus twice as thrilling. Catch everything. Nationals Phillies. The series starts tonight at 6:30 on Messen.
Ain't baseball great.
Homeowners. Think Miss Utility doesn't apply to you? Think again.
If you plan to move dirt, you should contact Miss Utility. Whether you're installing a mailbox, planting a shrub, or a garden, Miss Utility should be number one on your checklist. 2 full business days before digging, call 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Also online at missutility.net. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility. It's the law.
You're part of a growing business. You need to hire, but not just any candidates. You need the right candidates. You need powerful tools to find the right fit for the job, and you need tools that are easy to use. That's where Indeed.com comes in. Indeed's advanced algorithm uses the specific details from your job listing to position your job post where more relevant candidates will find it. The right candidates. Screener questions help you zero in on the best talent, while sort and filter tools keep your recruitment organized. It's no surprise an independent study shows there are 5 times more hires made through Indeed than any other job site. More hires than the rest combined. And right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing and relevant search results and helping you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Coming up on WMAL.
Leland Vittert from Fox News will be with us, and he has a special that is going to be coming up on the channel. He's going to talk to us about that.
The firing of Jim Comey. The number of stories that have been hitting the media that are absolutely 1,000%.